Hello, and welcome to this second installment of Announcement from Basecamp. This time the big announcement is I'm going to run my first contest, and it's all around Edgar Allan Poe. In honor of Edgar Allan Poe's birthday, which is in January, I'm planning to put together an Edgar Allan Poe month for the podcast, and I think I'll try to make it an annual event, similar to what Norm Sherman does over at the Drabblecast with his H.P. Lovecraft month in August. I've really enjoyed that over there the last couple of years, and it just fits right into Drabblecast's brand of weird fiction. So, I was in the shower one day, as I am when I do my best thinking, and I got to thinking that good old Uncle Edgar deserves the same kind of tribute, and why not do it here on The Journey Into? And since I'm a little bit late in thinking about this, I'm now behind the eight ball in preparing such an event. Why couldn't Edgar have been born in April or something like that? So anyway, I continued to think. It was a long shower. And thought, why not have a contest to kick it off? I've been wanting to do a contest of some sort for a while anyway. So, here's the deal. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to write a story that is 2,500 words or less, that has the same title as any Edgar Allan Poe short story, poem, or novel. It should be completely original and does not have to have anything to do with the original story other than the title. Although it definitely can, if you so desire. However, the story needs to contain a certain Poe vibe to it, whatever that means to you. And one of the cool things about Poe is, you're really not stuck in one particular genre. He's most known, I think, for his horror, and his macabre tales such as The Telltale Heart, or The Cask of Amontillado. But he also wrote detective mysteries like The Murders of the Rue Morgue, and retro sci-fi like The Unparalleled Adventure of One Hans Befall. So your options are open. You know, feel free to mix and match titles with content. An important note, though, as I said, you can use the titles of Poe's poems, but I will only accept prose stories. And no poetry this time around. Some examples? Okay. Let's see. How about using the title The Black Cat and write about a World War I flyer who gets into a dogfight with a demon or a ghost or whatever. And, you know, The Black Cat could be the name of his biplane. Or use the title The Valley of Unrest and write about a detective going to a rural village to investigate a murder where strange things are afoot. Or you can fictionalize the account of young Falcon Heaney soaring through the air in a helium balloon shaped like a UFO in Colorado and call it The Balloon Hoax. You know, just some ideas to get your juices flowing there. Content restrictions? Well, it's Poe, so murder in the macabre is fine. But please, no splatter horror or explicit sex. And also, please avoid coarse profanity. You know, I've bounced several different ideas for how to run this contest. And, you know, I kind of would like to do something to jazz up interest in the forums. So I thought about trying to put together an audience voter type contest similar to what I've been involved with over at the Escape Artist forums. And they're actually running one of those again right now. But I think it's best, in the interest of time right now, that I'll be the sole judge for this contest. And, you know, we'll see how it goes. Maybe I'll do something smaller on the forums another time down the road. Let's see what else. There'll be two winners for this Edgar Allan Poe contest. The second place winner will have their story produced on the show in January. And the first place winner will have their story produced on the show in January as well. But they will also receive monetary compensation in the lavish amount of $25. Did you hear me? $25. And you wonder why I can't commission original stories from established authors like Norm Sherman does. But hey, you know, I do what I can. Submissions will open for this contest on October 1st, and they will close on November 1st. So send your submissions in the body of an email to journeyintosubs@gmail.com. And put the prefix of Poe, P-O-E, colon, in the subject line, followed by the title you have chosen, and then the name of your favorite pet in parentheses. Yes, I'm serious. The name of your favorite pet in parentheses. And that's just to differentiate your story from someone else who may have chosen the same title. Because I don't want to know who the author is when I read it. You know, I don't want to be influenced by whether I know you or not, or maybe I've read something else by you and I didn't like it, so, you know, I won't give your story a fair share. So, that's another important note. Do not include a byline with your submission. We will reply to your email if you are the winner. And I'll also announce the winners on the podcast when they have been decided, and, you know, put it on Facebook and the forums and whatever. So, I know what you're thinking now. You're thinking, but what if my name is included in my email address? Well, don't worry. I'm going to ask my submissions editors to review the incoming submissions, remove any incriminating information, and then send it to me at a separate email account. So, as an example, if I were sending a submission to the contest, my subject would be capital P, capital O, capital E, colon, some words with a mummy, and then in parentheses I'd put Brutes, which is the name of my first dog. And the body of the email would be my story, starting with the first line. So it'd be something like, my mummy always said, life is like opening a sarcophagus. You never know what you're going to get. And so on, until I have my full story. And I would send it to journeyintosubs@gmail.com. Not Journey Into Podcast, but journeyintosubs@gmail.com. Let's see, I think I've given you all the information that you need. If you have any other questions, I will post a content thread in the forums. And again, the forums can be found at journeyinto.freeforums.org. And the rest is up to you. So, I encourage you to go get your EAP on and start writing. I'm hoping to get a decent response, so please spread the word about this contest as well. Thanks for everything, and write on. These announcements have been brought to you under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Commercial, No Derivatives license. I don't know why you'd want to sell it anyway, but you can't. And I don't know why you'd want to alter it, but you can't do that either. You can share it with other people, so feel free to do so.